Hello, I'm recording this podcast just to record or share some of the thoughts recently that I've experienced with teaching Python to year 7 in our secondary school. So we're talking about children who are 11 and 12 years old. This follows a discussion that was on Twitter the other evening about what would be a good programming language to teach children if you fancied your first foray into teaching computing. Well, this summer, I mean, it's a long time since I actually did any programming myself, so I decided this summer I was going to teach myself how to program in Python. I spent a little bit of time looking around to find the right language, and then once I decided on Python, I needed to find what I thought would be a suitable resource, and I found a book by a chap called Al Swigert, and his book's called How to Invent Your Own Computer Games with Python. But you can find it online if you just look for Invent with Python. You can purchase it from Amazon, and it's also available as a free download. So what I've tried recently with my Year 7 pupils is to plan 4 or 5 lessons just to give them an opportunity to experience some simple console programming. Okay, I'm saying simple, but it can actually get quite complex. But I was looking for a command-like environment, not something that was visual like Scratch or Alice, because they've actually experienced some of that already. So I'm just going to run you through the kind of things that we've done so far in a few lessons, and then what I've found are the pros, the cons, and some of the areas that I'm looking to improve on. Right, lesson one, I introduced the children to something that's called a chatbot. This is like an artificial engine that's been created by Colette Curry, who's in Manchester, and I'll put a link up there to find it. So the children would spend some time interrogating this chatbot to find out what could it do, what could it not do, and then a little bit of an introduction about what computing actually is, the power of computing, and then their first program in using the Python, the new shell, they would create a Hello World program, and that was pretty much it for lesson one. Lesson two, we went back to the Hello World, and then it was how can we build into that, you know, print some questions, input strings, then respond to the user by attaching a string onto it. It actually sounded like we're having a conversation. So one of the questions that children were adding in were things like Python would ask the user, where do you live? And then it would input a string. So our children were saying Preston. And then it would respond back maybe with another question or a statement. So something like, so what kind of place is? And then it would put Preston or the string on the end. I then encourage the children to save their Python program and then email it to another person in the class. Then they had to read each other's programs, try the programs out, find some positive points that they could talk about and some areas that they could improve, and then email it back with feedback. Then in lesson three, we went back to the program from the previous lesson, and I gave them some sort of a specific question without much guidance that I wanted them to add into their program. And then at that point, I introduced the Guess the Number game, which is chapter 4 in Al Swigert's book. And it's a game where the computer generates a random number, and then within a certain number of guesses, you have to try and guess what this number is that the computer's thinking of. And it gives you feedback. It tells you if your answer's too high or too low. And then at the end, it tells you, well done, you guessed it in 3 guesses. And then either in that lesson or in the next lesson, lesson 4, we then look at the game. How can we make the game easier? How can we make the game more difficult? So the children then look at things they can do in the game, like increase the number of guesses, increase the range of the random number, or reduce the range, reduce the number of guesses to add different levels of complexity. And then I'm going to pause because it looks like I'm going to run out of time on this audio boot. So in the next audio boot, you can listen to find out what happens in lesson 4 or 5, the pros, the cons, and what I would do differently.